listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and we are back with Bob Iger from Fox 56.
We are back.
Good morning.
Do you have World Cup fever yet?
Sure, I do.
Sure, why? I mean, you get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
You might not be a great big soccer fan.
Right.
I'm not a big soccer fan, but I do watch all the USA matches.
Yeah.
And I will start watching them more and more as it wraps up a little bit.
Kind of fascinated by the cultural impact of the Scots in Boston. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or the Norwegians.
Or the Norwegians.
Yeah. But or the Dutch.
Or the Dutch.
Yeah. This is their Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? This is what they live for.
Yeah.
I think America's just coming around to it. We've shown patches of it.
Yeah.
But I think still the Super Bowl for us is bigger.
Right.
I mean, and that's the way it is. But for the rest of the world around us, the World Cup is bigger. And you can see, I think they've come to America, Mexico, Canada with great celebrations and things that I think we'll take away from them. It's kind of cool.
I don't know whether it's true or apocryphal, but there's apparently this idea that a lot of European tourists want to take home ranch dressing.
Yes.
Have you seen
this? Yes.
I don't know.
And Hidden Valley Ranch, I think they couldn't, or one of those brands has developed their own brand to take back. So if I'm a marketing person, the CEO of that, of whatever dressing you want, I'm hitting America. Hitting the Europe big after the World Cup, right?
Absolutely. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about the World Cup after, but we wanted to start with the Rail Riders because they have been having a banner season for attendance.
They have.
Yeah.
And I think, well, first of all, we'll tell you this a little bit of the background. So they closed the first half of the 2026 season as one of the top surging markets in minor league baseball. They're up almost 20%.
Wow.
And Baseball America has ranks them about fifth in upscale of bringing back fans and stuff like that. So they only rank below, I love these names, the Chattanooga Lookouts, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the Asheville Taurus, and the Tampa Tarpons in attendance for this year.
Okay.
So, you know, I think part of it is the weather, and I think part of it, and we talked about this, having those top prospects here finally for the Rail Riders, I think, and we said go early because they're not going to be there long, right? And they're not.
They're
so
not.
Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez are now up with the Yankees.
Okay.
So they had to go early. If you want to see them, you saw early.
Okay.
You had to see them early.
Right.
You know, the Major League Baseball pitcher came, right? So that I think that has a lot to do with it. And then, you know, they're touting the banana ball sellouts, which is awesome.
I saw that, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. So, yeah, it's good for our area.
Mm-hmm.
Keep supporting the Yankees.
Right.
But, you know, right now, you know, George Lombard Jr., their top prospects injured.
He's
coming off the 7-day injured list.
Okay.
We talked about Spencer and Jason being up a little bit.
Right.
They're still an average team. They're a good team. They have great pitching that you're going to see with the Yankees someday. So still keep going out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about baseball when you go to the minor league park. You know that.
Right, right.
It's about everything around it.
And in fact, they pointed out that they brought in over 20,000 fans for those 2 nights of banana ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, banana ball is a whole different...
It's a different animal,
we could do a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
But, they brought banana ball in, rightfully so. Good for them. Glad it came to our area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bring the fans, they bring the excitement.
And by the way, I think if I remember correctly, one of those nights was pretty rainy.
It's the Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of Memorial Day was pretty rainy. Yeah. And they still kind of, they did well in attendance.
Okay. Sir, did you want to come back to the World Cup?
Okay. We'll come back to the World Cup now.
Okay. and you spoke with a Bucknell professor who has some interesting things to talk about.
I did. I talked to Chris McGee about a week and a half ago. And, he's done research. He's an economist professor.
Okay.
But he's a soccer fan. Him and his son are big soccer fans. So they did research COVID and after COVID about coaching styles. And they found that two studies on professional soccer, McGee found that visiting managers tend to make more defensive substitutions when playing in front of a large crowd.
Oh.
Yet this research also shows that teams are almost always better off keeping more attacking players on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is refs, players, coaches, you feel the pressure.
Yeah, right.
Right?
For sure.
That's what it is. It's the pressure of the fans. It's the pressure. I mean, these World Cup games, for the most part, are being sold out in America. So he had some advice for Pochettino or the USA soccer coach. But, you know, I talked to him, and this is some of what he said.
Okay. Let's hear from him right now.
It'll be the coach that takes advantage of their players' skills the best. So we'll see how Pochettino does with the U.S. in terms of that. Obviously, the U.S. has more talent maybe than we've ever had in the past. So that'll be exciting to see how we do there. But I think France will do well and Spain will do well.
Because they have more aggressive coaches, or because you think their coaches are experienced and the most talent?
Yes.
Okay.
They're working with the most talent. Yeah. The French coach is actually pretty defensive. He may hold them back, honestly, if he plays too defensively and just kind of rely on their great attacking talent to do something for him and try to win 1-0. That's probably not the best way to maximize their chance of winning, I would say.
Okay, so that was Chris McGee from Bucknell University, and you talked to him also, I think, about the prospects for who's going to win.
Yeah, that's what his answer was. So I asked him, who's going to win the World Cup? I didn't say the team.
Yeah.
But is it the more defensive coach or the more aggressive coach?
Mm-hmm.
He thought more aggressive. He's like France. But America's right there. USA is right there. So that's the answer that you heard. And that's what is his response to my question. So hey, to me, it's fascinating as a sports person, even as a coach. I coach some things. But, you feel pressure.
Yeah.
And how you act and how you ref a game can be determined by a big crowd. So he's kind of proved it.
Right. And of course, these are some very interesting crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to love it. I mean, if you watch Premier League, you watch any soccer, football around at any time in all year.
Right.
I love the crowds. That's why I would love to go to a Premier game. And I almost did when I was there over there.
Right.
Just for be part of the crowd. I'm not. The teams didn't matter. Be part of the crowd.
Right.
And then I talked to some kids that you saw on the Fox 56 news last night after the American USA game.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, they're watching it. But they're not rooting for kind of Christian Pulisic from USA. They're Mbappe from France, Messi, Ronaldo. So I think if the USA wins, Christian Pulisic has a good second half, round of 32, I think he'll elevate and I think the kids will start to love him.
Hey, are you going to go see Hansen on Lackawanna County Courthouse Square?
I'm going to go watch the games.
Okay. All right.
How about that?
Sounds good, Bob. Folks, thanks for being here, and we will see you next week.